Welcome to this Romans Bible study. This is a series of dozens of weekly Bible studies I did with a group of young men from 2024 to 2025. I'm not a theologian, but I can read, and I can read what great theologians wrote about Paul's amazing letter to the Romans and discuss their conclusions. And I pray that by sharing this publicly, it will likewise strengthen your Christian walk as it strengthened mine. And if you're not a Christian, bring you to Jesus, bring you to that point of repentance and belief in Him, and also help you disciple others. So Paul was most likely in the city of Corinth when he wrote Romans. You can read about that in Acts 20, verses 2 through 3. Around AD 55 through 58, his scribe or amanuensis was Tertius, and you can read about that in Romans 16:22. Paul wrote the letter to the saints or believers, Romans 1:7, believers in Rome. While this letter is directed mostly to Gentiles, non-Jewish, there are many points directed towards Jewish converts to Christianity. The first 11 chapters mainly focus on God's character. The word righteous appears in Romans with more frequency than any other book in the Bible, making it a major theme. Man's lack of any righteousness at all versus Christ's righteousness imputed to believers. The remaining chapters, 12 through 16, focus on application, on renewing your mind daily in Christ, on missions and discipleship and church unity, and what Christ-honoring civil government looks like. In Romans, Paul takes us deep into history, showing us how the story of God and man has always been about believers, about the faithful, that there's always been one tree, one body of believers, with branches broken off and others grafted in. Romans is about justice and mercy, wrath and repentance, faith and not works, election and justification, salvation and sanctification, strong arguments and weak, spheres of influence, beautiful feet and missions, God's sovereign will over man's will, and so much more. There are many commentaries, sermons, podcasts, etc. on Romans, so what makes this one different? Well, first, everyone seems to leave out something, including me. I'll leave stuff out too. So this study will help fill some gaps. Second, this study brings in the incredible history of Christian missions to Hawaii from the 1800s. It's a spectacular history that is mostly forgotten or unknown. That history is reflected even today in the Hawaii state motto, which says, "The life of the land is perpetuated in righteousness." So a third reason for this Bible study is that my background is science and engineering, so I'll occasionally connect to the history of amazing Christian scientists and mathematicians, men who made amazing discoveries because they believed, like Paul, that God's attributes are clearly found in His creation, Romans 1:20. Lastly, this is an effort to help saturate the internet with Christ's gospel in hopes that some who read or listen will repent and believe, Mark 1:15, and born-again believers will be strengthened and encouraged. So I have a list of resources. You can read about those in the blog post. But one thing I wanted to mention is I don't agree 100% with any of the commentaries or YouTube sermons or anything else I've read about Romans by men and women. But I found myself agreeing more with R.C. Sproul's commentary than pretty much anything else. Thomas Schreiner is good. His commentary for explaining individual word meanings in context. Charles Spurgeon makes good points, but is pretty brief. And his book, at least the one I found, was missing several chapters. Also, if you are into theology at all, you might note the list of authors has a quote-unquote reformed feel to it. That's true, but I would encourage you to heed Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 3:4 and not focus on what, quote, camp this may or may not fit into, and instead just focus on Paul's letter, what God is explaining to us through those words. So some other things I looked at besides Sproul, Schreiner, Spurgeon's commentaries, historical authors like Augustine, Martin Luther, John Calvin. I encourage you to memorize the Bible. Martin Luther said, memorize all of Romans. So I used the Versify app while I was doing Bible memory for Romans. And there's also something called the In the Word Bible Journal on Romans, published by Reformation Heritage Books, where you can physically write out word for word, and there's places to take notes in that book that you can purchase. And This is mostly going to be the ESV version, and you can go to esv.org and you can read that for free there. You don't need to buy that Bible, but esv.org is a place to do a word search in that Bible and read the ESV version. Main YouTube sermons that I listened to and watched included John MacArthur, Vody Baucham, Gary Hamrick, and R.C. Sproul. And computer research tools, besides the ESV version, the ESV.org, I used the Logos Bible app. And also I used AI some, Alter.Systems AI. Just like any technology, it can be used for good or evil. I mainly used it for studying word usage and word frequency in a chapter or a section. So I'd copy and paste into AI a passage that was the point of study and ask it to find the most frequently used words. And it's good for that. And it kind of helped me get an idea of what the main ideas Paul was trying to get across in that section were. Thank you for taking time to listen to this. And if you want to listen to more, next one up is Romans 1:1-7.
Saved by Christ's blood, not the law.